This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. U.S. troops have been arriving in Poland near the border with Ukraine, sent there by President Biden. Western leaders are trying to keep Russia from invading neighboring Ukraine, which the White House says could happen any day now. Russia denies it plans to attack, but it has thousands of troops near the border and wants some promises, including one banning Ukraine from joining NATO. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
After a phone call yesterday with the president of France, who was heading out for Moscow, President Biden today hosts the Chancellor of Germany. He and Olaf Scholz will be working on plans to try to de-escalate the standoff with Russia. Next week, Scholz will visit Kyiv and Moscow.
The AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. How's Team USA doing at the Winter Olympics in Beijing? Denny Kapp can answer that question for us.
Team USA picks up its third silver medal of the Games, doing so in the figure skating team event, which was won by the Russian Olympic Committee. A stunning end to the women's giant slalom for defending champion Mikayla Shiffrin. She was disqualified after missing the fifth turn and crashing during her first run. More disappointment for Team USA in men's snowboarding, where defending champion Red Gerard was denied a spot on the podium, finishing fourth. And American Darian Stevens placed eighth in qualifying to join the 12-person field that will compete for medals in the women's freestyle skiing big air on Tuesday morning in Beijing. I'm Denny Kapp.
Many Asian countries are facing a spike in COVID infections after the big Lunar New Year holidays. Hong Kong is wrestling with a record number of cases that are straining what it calls its zero COVID policy. The Minneapolis mayor has imposed a moratorium on no-knock warrants after Amir Locke, a black man, was killed as police carried out a search warrant in a downtown apartment. Police body camera shows the officer shooting Amir Locke, who was on a sofa and had a gun in his hand. This is AP News. Spotify says it won't back away from supporting a controversial podcast host. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Spotify will keep putting its money where Joe Rogan's mouth is. For the second weekend in a row, the streaming service's CEO has said he has Rogan's back despite increasing calls for him to be shut down. First, musician Neil Young asked Spotify to drop his music because of Rogan's COVID misinformation. Now musician India Arie is on his case over Rogan's repeated use of a racial slur on his show. That has intensified calls for Rogan's ouster and a video apology from him over the weekend. But yesterday, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek told employees, while he condemns Rogan's words, he doesn't believe that silencing him is the answer. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Atlanta Zoo says a female giant tortoise there has died. Patches was believed to be in her 70s or 80s. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?